In Charlotte, there are nearly 500 children in foster care. Charlotte has more children in foster care than there are foster families to support them. That's where organizations like Foster Village Charlotte come into play. WFAE's Jasmine Herrera has more.
Becky Santoro and her husband fostered and adopted their third daughter. She loved being a foster parent, but it was overwhelming at times. She and three other foster mothers connected online, but still, they felt they didn't have enough support.
We kept trying to find it. We kept trying to join other things. And after about a year, we said, you know what, I think the answer is inside of us. I think we just have to get to work to make it work in our city.
Santoro describes foster parenting as a silent struggle. When they need help, foster parents must rely on their own private networks for support. Laws mandate that foster parents keep information about their child private for their protection. They looked for an organization that could help them, and they found Foster Village, a nonprofit based out of Austin, Texas, that provides resources for foster families. They had a lot of questions about how to bring something like this to Charlotte, and they developed a friendship with Crystal Smith, Foster Village's founder. The women opened Foster Village's first affiliate earlier this summer. Smith says Foster Village not only helps families, but also makes people aware of the hardships foster parents face.
Not just meeting the basic needs on the front end, but also creating that awareness and conversation about foster care and the needs that are right in our own backyard a lot of the times that a lot of people just aren't aware of.
Santoro says that's what Foster Village Charlotte is trying to do.
We want to strengthen the homes of the families that have said yes to this, and then we also want to give avenues for people outside of foster care to help and support those of us inside of it.
Think of it as a hub for foster families, says Sloan Crawford. She's one of the four founders of the Charlotte branch and fosters three girls with her husband.
We have parents' night outs, we do foster family meetups, and we have support groups.
When it comes to equipping families, Foster Village Charlotte focuses on their welcome packs. These packages are personalized by age and gender and include things like pajamas and diapers for younger kids and journals and gift cards for older ones. Children placed in homes typically arrive with only the clothes on their backs. That was the experience for foster mom Kimberly Shock.
We're going to meet this child in an hour and she's coming with nothing. So she literally showed up with a molded sippy cup and one diaper. That was it. And they were here before bedtime with shampoo, hairbrushes, toothbrushes, like everything we needed, pajamas, an outfit for the next day, just to get through the 24 hours. So it was just a huge blessing for us.
Foster parents in need of the group services can go to their website, fill out a form, and within 24 hours, a volunteer or the founders themselves will be on their doorstep with a bag of essentials. Santoro and Crawford think that Foster Village will fill a void and help those families.
A lot of the parents that are getting licensed to be foster parents, after one placement, they're deciding that this isn't the job for them.
Santoro believes this is because some foster parents, who are paid between $475 and $634 a month per child in Mecklenburg County, get overwhelmed. It's because they don't have their own support systems, or they don't know other foster parents who can guide them through the process. And Foster Village Charlotte has only begun. The vision for the nonprofit is to create a resource center that looks like a home, something that Foster Village Austin already has. Crystal Smith describes the one in Austin.
We have a multi-use resource center here where the families, foster and kinship families, are able to come and shop and get what the kids need when emergency placements are coming to a new home.
A goal for the Charlotte Resource Center, Santoro says, is to utilize it as a central meeting place for foster families where supervised visitations could occur, instead of in a sterile government office building. They want to focus on foster families, but they want to be a village of support for the biological families as well. Santoro says to think of it as a Ronald McDonald House for kids in foster care.
We see this as a dignified approach for them to be able to come to neutral ground that's not run by the government, that's run by people that love and support the child, and maybe they get to bake cookies with their kid.
Foster Village says it's bringing a big vision to the city, one it hopes will only get bigger as time goes on. For WFAE News, I'm Jasmine Herrera.